Thanks for pressing play. Legends and Losers is sponsored by Oracle NetSuite. To turbocharge your growth, check out netsuite.com/legends. On this episode, two of my absolutely favorite people, Joe and Bix Bixen. And we return to our ongoing series where we talk to Joe and Bix about future hacking and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. Today on this short episode, we talk about the imposter syndrome and why Bix and Joe Bixen want you to be ruthlessly compassionate.
Hello, my legendary friends. This is Legends and Losers, the show for people who like to eavesdrop on killer dialogues, brilliant rants, and crazy diversions, straight up with a business twist. Hosted by Christopher Lockhead, former three-time CMO and co-author of Play Bigger, who has one of the most strategic minds in marketing, but could also hide his own Easter eggs. And now, strap yourselves in. It's time for Legends and Losers.
All right, all right, all right. Hey ho, let's go. Hello, my legendary friends. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Legends and Losers. And this is another in our ongoing series of shorter episodes tackling specific topics with the amazing Bix and Joe Bixen. They are future hackers. They work with companies to help them create a future of their choosing. And man, they have a lot of smart insights and a lot of cool stuff to share. So here they are without any further ado, Bix and Joe Bixen.
I also think we're all suffering from the imposter syndrome. One way that we present ourselves in the world, particularly the more senior we are in an organization, we think we have to have it together, look good, be the smartest, the sharpest, the most intelligent, the quickest, the most responsive. And underneath that, all of us, every CEO and every executive and every person we've sat in a room with over time has revealed that they also have great doubts. You know, the great thing about podcasts is that what's now available is listening to the lives of all these people, whether they're actors, musicians, executives, people that we have revered for years, and then we hear them and we hear, hey, they've got the same self-doubts, the same concerns, the same worries, the same things that we're all dealing with. And so even though we try to present ourselves as we've got it all together, part of the human condition that we're all engaged in is we're all also have self-doubts and concerns and worries, which we think we shouldn't have, which is part of the problem. Is, you know, that's why the whole business of self-development and all this is
it's a big deal.
It's a question.
That's why it's all a big deal. And I'm reminded, Bix, as you're speaking, of a conversation I had with a very big ding-dong CEO not that long ago of a very meaningful company. And what he said to me is, you'd be shocked about how little power I truly have as CEO of this place. And so I guess everybody feels this imposter syndrome.
Exactly. Yeah, we're all human beings.
Now, there is a flip side to it that I can't help but go to, which is, and this is going to make me sound probably terrible, but I'm going to say it anyways. When I walk in a room, particularly to go do the thing that I do, right? Mm-hmm. So when I walk into a room, an executive meeting, and I'm there to, you know, be me, so to speak, to do what I do, I do not feel the imposter syndrome. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I have, and this is, again, maybe going to sound overly immodest, but as you know, that's a risk I'll take. I walk in the room. If you're asking me to come in and help lead a conversation around how do we design and dominate a category, I don't walk in with the imposter syndrome. I walk in feeling like a master sensei. And so I guess, how do you juxtapose the areas at which you're an expert or you have expertise or you have competency vis-a-vis areas that you don't, and how that all sort of swizzles around to create this imposter syndrome?
Thanks. Well, I think even though you walk into the room feeling like you have that level of confidence and that level of capability and experience, you also know that the value that you're going to create is completely correlated with the willingness of people to listen. And that you might have the best thing in the world, but until you can engage people in listening to you in a way that could make a difference in their business or in their lives, no matter what we have, won't make any difference. It's not about being the smartest person in the room. It's really about listening in a way that people can hear, oh, I see. I can relate to this person in a way that contributes to my life, my business, my world. And without that, there's so much static in the way that even though you've got these years of experience, this years of capability, this years of knowledge and mastery, without people, what you've learned to do is have people listen to you. And that is so critical that without that, whatever you have won't make any difference.
Yes. And you're reminding me of the other thing that's always present for me as I walk into those situations, which is having been in so many of those situations over so many years, I'm also profoundly aware that this could go horribly wrong. Yeah. in spite of my mastery of the topic.
Yeah, right.
And so how do you connect the dot between sort of the imposter syndrome and the ability for a leader to drive material change? And in this case, in particular, change people's minds.
Well, first of all, I think it's really creating a relationship that works, our relationship is the source of whatever we can accomplish with the executives and with the team. And so that relationship, that executive has the experience, the feeling that, oh, I see, I can really be myself with Joe and Vix. I don't have to somehow hold myself back or act like I know something that I don't know, or that we can really look together at what's going on with the business in a way that something new can open up. So, and that's our first step is working with the executive, that CEO, so that we're in it together.
So that we create a space where we can be ourselves and have a yes. real conversation about how we take the business forward.
Yes.
Excellent. Any other thoughts on the imposter syndrome and how we get over ourselves and have a real conversation before we wrap?
Well, I think that, the thing that we bring to it is what we call ruthless compassion. And, we're not kidding. And that's what executives are looking for is whether we have the imposter syndrome, which we do fairly consistently.
Could be occurring right now.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to let that stop us, that we know and that we've trained ourselves over many, many years for me and the last 4 years for Joe, is we are champions of your commitment. We're going to be ruthless about not selling out on that person that we're sitting across the desk from, or that person or the people that we're working with. We are going to be ruthless about going for it, and at the same time, compassionate, knowing what it takes from people to really recognize that they can walk into their office tomorrow or sometime and embody the qualities and the confidence and the character that they truly want to bring to life, and that there's a gap between wherever they are and what's really possible. And we're not kidding, ruthlessly compassionate about that person, giving them a roadmap on how they can step into that gap and really take themselves and their company on.
And Joe, if I want to be somebody who's more ruthlessly compassionate in my work, or for that matter, even in my life, you know, what would you say to me? What advice would you have for me?
Well, one of the things we say is that each of us has our own doctor inside of us. So we come to any situation with the client, and we come to any situation where we're interacting with the CEO or interacting with a senior team. And we always say, we're not going to bring something from the outside that all of a sudden this person is going to realize. It's that each of us has something inside of us that's waiting to, in this analogy, heal ourselves. We all have our own doctor inside of us. And our purpose is to continue to find ways to have that, whatever it is in each of us, realize itself. So, you know, we're never bringing something from the outside to give to you and hand over, like experience or knowledge or something that we can give to you. It's always about what people are bringing for themselves. So that's where we got to begin if we're going to begin this inquiry into, you know, how can we really have this level of power in our organizations.
As you talk, all I can think of is, what a better human being you are than me. and so have that sensitivity towards others that allows us to open up and be ruthlessly compassionate. That's what I hear you saying, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, Joe.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Joe Bixon, Bix Bixon, thank you so much for this legendary conversation. Whew. Always love hanging out with them. If by chance you happen to like, or maybe even love, Legends and Losers, we would love you just a little bit extra if you shared this episode right now on social media. Make no mistake, your shares make the biggest difference to our success, and it's the thing that we appreciate the most. And hey, man, we appreciate everything you do for us. We're also doing an ongoing series with Joe and Bix. If you want to ask them questions, send email to blackhole@legendsandlosers.com, and we'll get your questions answered on future editions. That's it, my legendary friends. Thank you so much for investing your time with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you again. And deepest apologies to Marcus Rust, CEO of Roseacre Farms. Sorry, Marky, we just ran out of time for you.